Welcome back to another installment of the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. I am Grace Satterfield.
And I'm Cameron Coleman.
And today we will be previewing the Badgers matchup, homecoming game versus Northwestern, 2:30. Should be a good one.
It should be. Hopefully the Badgers are all rested up off of that bye week. It was a tough game against Ohio State. Some people got battered. Melvin Gordon got a little battered, but he'll be back to play against Northwestern. We'll also see Kenzel Doe back, which I'm very excited to see his kick returns. This year, he's averaging 22.2 yards on each kickoff return. And Aberdares isn't bad, but I do want to see him rested up to catch that ball.
I think after that Ohio State game, definitely a long, grinding game against a top five team on the road, a bye week is literally the best thing that could happen to this team. I think this is going to be a very intriguing matchup because the Badgers have not played anyone like this Northwestern team. Northwestern comes in with a very unique offense. They use two quarterbacks. There's no one else like it.
They almost had Ohio State. I was watching that game. I was insanely surprised. I was actually talking to Ken Zellett about it, too, and he thought that Northwestern was going to take it. They're a very solid team. They cannot be overlooked. And I'm just really glad that we're going to be taking them on at home because both of our losses this season have come on the road.
That's a good point. Obviously, with the Badgers off, a lot of not only Badgers' attention, but national attention was focused on that Ohio State-Northwestern game. And I think the biggest takeaway is that Ohio State is the class of the Big Ten, no questions asked.
Yeah.
They had already had their two toughest games with Wisconsin and Northwestern. They won them both. Win them ugly, but they won them both. And I think that Ohio State is just on the fast lane to the Rose Bowl.
I do have to say, again, I'm really glad that this bye week happened when it did. We're getting Pedersen back. Llewellyn's going to be back. Not that we had too many miscues on offensive line or anything against Ohio State. The only things I actually saw against Ohio State and why I'm glad to be back home is there was some Stavi miscommunication between him and Gordon because that crowd was loud.
Oh, 100,000 plus in
Ohio
Stadium. Yeah, 106,000.
It was their third largest crowd ever there.
I was there. It was banging. You mentioned that earlier. Northwestern is just on the up and up right now. They are, you know, infamous for one of the longest losing streaks in college football history. But you look at the past half decade, they've won more and more games every year. They're a top 25 team. This is not your dad's Northwestern. This is a not show up at 2:30, watch the Badgers beat somebody by 50, and then go to the hockey game. This is a very tough opponent that the Badgers cannot take lightly.
It's going to come down to it, and it's interesting to see, too, the 3-4 going up against these two quarterbacks who, let's be honest, they can work the edges, too. I'm a little worried that they might be able to break away on the edges, too. They got a great running game that could drive us up the field, bring the Badgers back. As long as they can control those edges, we have to get some pressure from that.
It's such a threat because Coulter, their second more mobile quarterback, also lines up as wide receiver. So they can have both of them on the field at the same time. It's such a mismatch for, as we've kind of seen so far, a pretty vanilla Badger defense.
Yeah.
That because it's the first year the 3-4 is being implemented, there isn't that, you know, repertoire and disguise happening in it. You line up in a pretty basic set, and when you have weapons like Northwestern has, it's very easy to pick apart soft spots in this defense. So do not expect a defensive struggle on Saturday. Both of these teams are going to score and probably score a lot.
Yeah, that being said, we cannot look past the Badger defense either, though. We still have some defensive weapons out there. Borland, 16 tackles against Ohio State. Sojourn Sheldon, I wish he would have had that interception last week, but you know what? He has two this season. He's leading the Badgers in interceptions, and hopefully he can keep it up. He's a true freshman. He's still getting into his groove, and hopefully he'll develop as a player. We need him this week.
The Badgers need all the help they can get this week. But at home, the Badgers can pull it out.
You really do. I'm very faithful in these Badgers right now. Actually, my game prediction for this one, I'm going to have to go with Badgers 21, Northwestern 14. And that's really, really conservative. I think it actually could be a lot higher scoring game than that. But I do think the Badgers defense will be able to tame the Wildcats.
Here's the one thing that can let you rest easy if you're a Badger fan. Northwestern has played one formidable opponent this year, and that was Ohio State, and they lost. Northwestern's wins so far this year came against Maine, Western Michigan, Syracuse, and Cal. Now you say, Cal, look out, they're a Pac-12 team, but yeah. Cal is not on their game this season. They are 1-4 without a single conference win. Oh. Northwestern's, I said it earlier, Northwestern's one game in which they played somebody for real, they lost.
Well, okay, back to Cal, though. It's all of California this season that has not just been doing good. You know, USC, too.
Well, UCLA cracking the top 10.
All right, UCLA, sorry. But the one thing, too, like I was saying, against Ohio State, Northwestern did very formidable. They were up 23-20, I believe, at the third quarter.
They were leading going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, leading going into the fourth quarter, and then they dropped 20 points in the fourth quarter. That's just insane. You can't do that. But maybe they learned from that, too, you know?
Another thing that was interesting, the way Ohio State won that game was at the end, when the fourth quarter, when everything was on the line, Carlos Hyde, a veteran running back, slowly and surely just ground Northwestern's will, and that's how the Badgers win this game. You run the ball. You give Melvin 20, 30 touches. Physical running, put your shoulder into somebody, pick up consistent 5, 6, 7 yard gains, melt the clock, and this dynamic offense, you got to keep the ball out of their hands.
That's true. We did see a little bit of a Badger running game shut down last matchup against Ohio State. And luckily, Aberdares was able to pull out 207 yards. I don't know how he did.
Mind-blowing.
You know, if we can't run the ball, if the Badgers cannot run the ball, that Stavi's going to toss it up to Aberdares. And he can't be stopped. I love that guy. That being said, I do think Gordon, Clement, and White will have their opportunity this week to shine.
Clement is so interesting. Clement gets all these touches at home, you know, racks up 100 yards, scores 2 touchdowns, and then as soon as – it's like he doesn't even travel with the team. In both the Ohio State game and the Arizona State game, I felt like Clement got, like, 2 touches, maybe.
The way I see it, too, though, is you're going up against – 2 very formidable opponents on the road.
Here's the concern, though. Melvin Gordon gets dinged up in Columbus, and then they just decide to give White every single carry.
Yeah.
Let Clement get a touch or two, especially with Gordon hurt. If you're deciding between the three of them, I get it. The kid's a freshman. But when Melvin goes down, you need the whole offense is built off this 2-back, you know, 1-2 punch. Why doesn't Melvin come, or why doesn't Corey Clement come into the game once Melvin Gordon goes down?
Help White out? I don't know. That's a good question. I do have to say, though, Gordon was getting a few more punches than White before he was injured in the Ohio State game.
I think he's definitely solidifying himself as the number one starter on the team.
Yeah, he's solidifying himself as the number 6 in NCAA right now, too. So,
well, before we close, should we look at the nation abroad? Got some big matchups this week. Oregon and Washington. Who you got?
I'm going Oregon. I'm sticking with the number 2. I play the numbers. They're like a Bama junior to me. I feel like they're just the team to beat, you know?
I enjoyed last week they played Colorado. Colorado went up 10-8, and everyone started to whisper, is this going to happen? And then Oregon won the game 59. Another matchup to look forward to, LSU-Florida.
What do you think, LSU, Florida? I love LSU.
I think LSU is going to win this game. Yeah. Florida, kind of similar. Florida had one game against a tough matchup in Miami, and they lost. So LSU's one loss was to Georgia in a great game. Could have gone either way.
I remember watching that game. I was shaking. It was so close.
Finally, last ranked matchup, Missouri takes on Georgia.
That's the tough one. That is the tough one of the week.
Well, and that top 25, the 25 spot is so hit or miss. Did you see what happened to the 25 ranked team last week?
No.
25 was Maryland. Maryland traveled to take on Jameis Winston, the Florida State Seminoles, and the number 25 team in the country last week lost 63-0. So if you're a college football fan, you hope that Missouri's fate is a little more favorable than that of the Terrapins.
Yeah, I don't want to see Maryland do good anyways. They're coming to the Big Ten.
And finally, personally, the game of the week, OU Texas.
Texas. I believe in Texas. You know, I believed in Texas ever since the Vince Young days.
You watch a Texas game this season?
I have.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. We'll see.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that the past 2 years, Oklahoma has won in decisive blowouts, and Texas has kind of been down on their luck as of late. You'd think that if Oklahoma can land another decisive blow, could we see the end of Mack Brown at Texas?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think we could, actually, but there's just because so many coaches have been dropping like flies this season, it's insane. One more thing that I would like to leave with is the votes for the AP poll. 55 to Bama, 5 to Oregon for first place votes, and Ohio State gets nothing. They're 6-0. They have the best record out there. Why does everyone hate the Big Ten? That's just what's been on my mind all week.
Last but not least, Badger hockey starts this weekend. Any 2 cents there?
No. Who do we even play? I haven't been watching hockey.
Northern Michigan, I think.
Northern Michigan.
Friday and Saturday at the Kohl Center.
Well, I'll have to watch that. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our podcast. Come back next week.